talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off. Sound
off. Are you going to be facing me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You know that number. You got it programmed. You got something to say. You hit us up on that number. And leave a message, and we review all the messages, and we save some for play on the big show like today.
You know what? I'm tired people keep saying first time, long time. What you want? A cookie?
No one cares.
Well, listen, it's okay. I don't mind it. If people want to introduce themselves that way, so what's the problem? Right? Yeah. You have a problem with that?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's an icebreaker.
Yeah, people know what to say. So. All right, go ahead.
Mike, stop singing. More specifically,
Peggy will come back to you. Peggy will come back to you.
Now he's complaining about what? Your Bruce.
Oh, you're praying about my Bruce?
Yeah.
What's wrong with my Bruce?
You got to give him a little Bruce now.
Oh, it's all cold along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
That's not singing, that's like the intro.
Hey, Mike, if you like a good sports movie that has teeth, you should check out the new movie called Thoracic Park, starring Markel Fultz. Wow. Check it out.
The caller beat you to that, man. Yeah, it's the Jerome, West Philly. Jurassic Park syndrome.
What's with this Zach Ertz? Come on, 110 receptions in a season? What does that place him, 40th? The guy can't block. Why don't you get 110 blocks?
Are you serious?
Do something for the team.
Are you seriously silly with that call that you took the time to make a call like that when you got a guy that's that productive? Come on, man.
Yo, Mikey Miss, can't believe that you shot down Natalie's name for the Seattle hockey team, the Seattle Grunge. That was pretty good. You know, it encompasses the music scene there. Which originated.
Yeah, but there's no mascot for grunge. There's like, there's no like the logo you can use for grunge.
Flannel.
I wasn't expecting that. Flannel.
No.
Flannel uniforms.
That would be awesome. Like flannel look,
really.
But not actually made of flannel.
Ripped jeans.
You gotta have the logo and the mascot. Like the grunge, there's nothing you can logo with that.
Now, as a follow-up to that, because people were sending it to me on social media, Kraken, which was suggested by Booney, actually has the fifth best
odds. I saw that. Yep.
I think that might end up winning because you can do it like on the, if you got the, you know, the soundboard or whatever, you can hit the Kraken and people would get hype. I think that's going to win.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything
for you.
You
can't go plural with Kraken.
Well, the Heat aren't plural.
Yeah, but that's different. The Heat are the Heat. The Kraken is just, it's not a good name. You know? Like the Krakens would be better than just Kraken because nobody knows what Kraken is. Plus, it doesn't sound right.
You know, Mike, I hate Dallas so much. I just want to beat this team. I didn't like the fact that they came in here and beat us. And we were all pumped up wearing our black, and we came out and we played like crap. You know, Mike, I think that they need to keep wearing the green uniforms. These, they play better. Those black uniforms, put them up for a while.
Yeah, I don't care about the uniforms. They can wear whatever they want. Really. Whatever you choose.
Yo, Mikey Miss. Folks, Charles here. I'm not excited. These knuckleheads in this town got to realize that we only beat two bad teams. And now we got to go play the team that beat the team that gave us a gumbo-style enema just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's more reason why I think he was going to win. Revenge. That's a big factor.
Mike, I'm sure Frank Reich and DeFilippo were very integral in the play design that Doug is calling the plays. But what I think they had more impact with was that Frank Reich, as a former player, and DeFilippo, just off reputation, had the respect and credibility to check Doug when he got goofy with the play calling. Mike Groh doesn't have that.
All right, it's possible. Both of them, I think, invented offensive football, Reich and DeFilippo. I don't think we could exist before they got involved. So.
I have a good Army friend, diehard Saints fan. He still has the brown paper bag. He's been telling me for the past 3-4 years, stop running the ball with Sproles 10 times a game between tackles. Are y'all stupid? Your coach is going to get him killed. And he's right. I told you, 3rd and 4. Listen, remember last year? Remember the Giants game? Broke his arm towards ACL in one spot. Sproles is my age. We can't keep doing that with him.
He didn't run him 10 times. He ran him a few times. He took your advice. He didn't run him 10 times. They're not going to run him 10 times anymore. Come on.
You know, Mike, you never know where you're going to get help in this life. For years, I would be bumping my head or when I go to put a cup up on the shelf, I bump the shelf, miss the shelf. And, you know, my wife would just think I was, you know, klutzy or something like that. And, you know, I want to take the time here to publicly acknowledge Markelle Fultz and his agent because I now realize I have COS.
How many jokes are going to flow from this? The Jurassic Park thing is already, the lid's been taken off of that.
See that right here, Mike? This is why sometimes I love you, and then sometimes you really upset me because you were a guy who said that Embiid would never play. Too much going on. He was going to overseas to get the foot looked at.
Yeah,
and all the blood wasn't circulating, so they had to go back in and do an operation. You were a guy that didn't believe that Embiid would play. And then you said, well, if he plays, he's going to be a six. Big men with bad feet don't last. And now you're saying the same thing about Fultz. So hopefully you're wrong again.
No, I said he'll play. I don't think he'll play as a sixer. He'll be in the league, but I think this is an untenable situation. There's too much controversy involved in this whole thing. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
You got
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.